Okay, good evening, everyone. That's U.S. Chess President Mike Hoffpower here for our April board meeting. And we're all taking this call from our homes, wherever they may be, or in hotel rooms, as some of us are. But welcome to all of you who are watching this evening. I'll go ahead and begin by calling our roll. Vice President Randy Bauer.
Present.
Vice President of Finance Chuck Unruh.
Present.
Secretary Fun Fong.
Here.
Member at Large David Hayter. And I know, David, you may not be able to acknowledge because you're driving, but we see that you are attending. Okay.
There we go.
Member at Large John Fernandez.
Present.
Member at Large Kevin Pryor.
Present.
President Carol Meyer.
Oh, wow. Got a promotion.
Yeah.
Here.
You made president, her president.
Yeah,
president.
Yeah, exactly. Director Carol Meyer.
Okay, Mike, you're out of here.
That's right. I'm in Bourbon Street, so I'm gone. So, member at large David Day has not yet joined. So at the current time, he's not present. Okay, we have a pretty thorough agenda this evening, but before we dive into that, do any of the executive board members, excuse me, have a conflict of interest that they need to disclose? Okay, hearing none. We'll just hear briefly, Chuck, report from you on financial.
Oh, yes, the financials. Many good things are going on underneath the water. It's kind of a duck joke. But, you know, it seems so we get more complex all the time, and it looks like it's going smoothly on the surface. And for the most part, it is. Our membership numbers are very good. Our expenses, once again, we have cost controls that are doing well. So we don't have a lot to complain about at all when it comes to our financials. We have we're at 281,000 surplus. And if I had, you know, at this time of year, 281,000 plus all the moving parts of trying to do the move to St. Louis, and all the other frictional items we have on the table. Well, what's one of them? COVID still is hurting our national events. I think Carol will tell us how many were at this last national event. Seems like it was down about 25 to 30%. So we'll hear exact numbers in the near future that way. We've had some headwinds in our investments. At the end of February, we were down 145,000 in value. We are now recouping some of that. We've recouped at least a third, which is amazing when we review the interest rates. Now, what am I talking about on interest rates? Well, interest rates are skyrocketing percentage-wise. If we were to look at last month, I bought a CD, or executed on a CD for 1 year in the reserve fund, and it was 1.1%. That same CD this morning is 1.67%. So we're seeing significant moves in the interest rates, and in, of course, everyone's heard of the inflationary pressures through the economy. I think gas is up like 45% year over year. Food's up 11%. I just got done listening to all the numbers. Well, we're closer to the end than the beginning. Don't know yet, but my guess is that we've just about peaked on the inflation front. Well, where does that leave us? Well, we have U.S. Chess. One second, I'll be right with you. U.S. Chess has $1,954,000 in investment cash. This is a great position. The reason it's a great position is with the rising interest rates, our investments, our future investments on a cost average will net a much higher return by at least a third over our normal investments of the last couple of years. So what was yielding 6% is now yielding 8 to 9%. Nothing has changed. It's not like the dividends are cut. It's just a readjustment for higher interest rates across the board. If you're in the real estate market, you're familiar probably with that the idea that our real estate costs have gone from approximately 2.5% on a 30-year to over 5% in a matter of a couple months. These impacts will probably cause a recession as we get closer to the end of the year. But for U.S. Chess, we are in an optimum position. We still have, going forward, some challenges, and we're addressing those. One of them, of course, is our IT. Once again, this month, IT was 40,000. It's pretty much structural, 30 to 40,000 every month. Well, those type of hosting costs and that, in the future, I hope we can get under control. Excuse me. Allergies or something, I don't know. So that would be the weakest part I know of our financial statement right now, is that we're still have high numbers coming through on our IT web servicing, and it's something I'm not familiar with or an expert. The move to St. Louis, Carol can address this, will hopefully help us. But I think we spent $442,000 so far on IT this year. Carol, do you have anything to add to what's going on with the information systems?
Yeah, so the number you see is for most of the component parts of our system. It's not just the new system, it's maintaining the old system, hosting it. You know, we have a firm on retainer to maintain that. We have another small client managing our Amazon Web Services presence. We pay Amazon for storage, every cloud storage. So, you know, getting to this next phase of development is really, as we talked about last month at the budget meeting, going to be a big priority. And we just need to get a contractor on board to help us, you know, get the right requirements and launch that next wave of development.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that. So not that many problem areas. I think I am very surprised that we're $281,000 on the bottom line at this time of year, surplus. But then over the entire year, we've had approximately $600,000 of additional endowment. So the numbers are good for us. We have to maintain, at least review our operations, that we don't fool ourselves with all the extra money coming in, meaning that, you know, make sure that if the extra money stops, we're still in good shape. And I just don't see that many problems for us. Today on the news, of course, they're saying COVID's back a little, a 15% increase, but the cases are not. They're not the same as they were last year by far. And as far as the investments, it's a scary time. We wait and cost average in as soon as the interest rates stop their hyperbolic move. Now, hyperbolic is a ski slope. We don't want to get caught in the middle of the ski slope. So we'll wait till we see the interest rates stop moving until we invest more money into the markets. That's my update. Carol, would you like to add anything on the building or what's going on there?
Not at this time.
Okay. Questions on the financials?
I have a question. Do we have a, is there such thing as a credit rating for corporations?
Randy, you should.
But it's not like the same as a personal credit rating. They have the, there's different kinds of things. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah. I mean, there are credit ratings. It's generally,
Dun & Bradstreet.
The credit rating agencies, Moody's, Standard & Poor's, Fitch, will do rate private companies as well as public entities. Usually that is if you're borrowing via bonding or commercial paper or other types of corporate debt. And so there really wouldn't be any kind of credit rating, and you have to pay to obtain a rating. There isn't really any reason that U.S. Chess would, and really 501c3s, it's pretty, unless you're talking about like major universities, there aren't a lot of entities of our type that get credit ratings.
I was going to say I have a lot of experience with DNB reports, but I've never pulled one for a 501c3 before. So.
Right.
Yeah, and really a DNB report is not a credit rating either. So in the sense of what the major, credit rating agencies will provide.
One of the reasons that our values have slipped so little in our investment accounts is owing to our central equity theme, and that's healthcare. Healthcare has held up amazingly well in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions on financials? Okay, Carol, let's go ahead and move to closed session, please. Well, good evening, members, and hope you're patiently waiting for us to come out of our closed session. We had some very good discussions in closed session. We talked about, we got an update from our executive director on the progress with the move. And we learned that that our executive director and vice president Randy Bauer had both visited some potential properties that we might rent in the St. Louis area. Randy, anything you want to say about any of what y'all saw?
I think we have, Carol and I and a realtor from the St. Louis area looked at 7 properties and identified one that we think is optimal. It's in a good location that's near, amenities that would be helpful for our members or others that are, coming to the office. It's a secure building. It's a rent rate per square foot that we believe is, actually, I think a little below market. And so we're waiting for terms and contract review and all that sort of stuff. But, we think it's that we're probably close to finalizing that. And we think that'll be a good thing. And people will find that to be a suitable location for U.S. Chess's headquarters.
Thank you, Randy. And my compliments to both, you and Carol for all the hard work that y'all have been doing on trying to help us secure the, kind of what the right location would be for us as we move forward as an organization. One other topic we talked about was FIDE's next Congress is going to overlap directly with the delegates meeting for U.S. Chess, which puts, which poses a bit of an issue for myself as president, and for David Hayter, who's member of the Ethics Commission, myself, I'm member of the Rules Commission. Alan Priest is, of course, he's not on the board, but still he's a delegate, and it poses a problem for him and his role that he has at FIDE. So, and then Carol, of course, is our executive director and normally goes to these FIDE Congresses. But, so we're trying to sort through that to see who may be able to be present for what as we go forward. And we also had a brief discussion about the results of the high school nationals that were just concluded, and want to thank all the parents and players for coming out in such great numbers to attend that event. And we all look forward to the middle school and the elementary nationals to come down the road here pretty shortly. Well, that's it. I want to thank all the board members for taking time out of their Tuesday evening to attend this session. And Carol, you know, I know we're keeping you up late. So, but thanks again, everyone, for coming out, and thank you to the members for listening. Randy, go ahead.
Oh, Mike, I was just going to say that even though at the start, David Day hadn't joined us, he joined us shortly thereafter. He had technical issues. So anybody listening along, and the minutes will certainly reflect that he participated in any of the discussion and decisions that were made in closed session.
Hi, everybody, membership.
Okay. Thanks, folks. Y'all have a good evening.
All right. Good night.
Bye. Good night. Thank you.